The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Fourth introduction to be talking. Do what one can to be Yehud Hashem. Shalom Uvracha. We're starting in the week. Hashem. Week of Avodas Hashem Yisroach. Bitochen Hashem. We're up to the fourth introduction. After having clarity that Hashem is reliable with those seven conditions that we saw, and what she cares for us and knows what's good for us, and has the ability to do what's good for us, etc. And then recognition, number two. Recognition that Hashem is aware of everything we say and we think. And the third thing is to put our full bitachon in Hashem, not in anybody else. And this week we're going to start the fourth one. Sheyashgiach v'yishtav v'ma'od lois lasas v'mashu b'yil chayit v'yisay. Sheyavad is a v'yitosav v'yikamis v'yisay. Important part of Bitochen is to do our maximum we can in the kind of mitzvahs. Yisrael mashal also love and stay away from things that Hashem asked. So a person will say, what do you mean? I have tremendous Bitochen Hashem. What does that have to do with keeping the Torah mitzvahs? And but like we said many times, the whole kayak of Bitochen, the beauty of Bitochen is that something real. A bitachon is a relationship. It's a relationship that I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to me. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has real desires, then if I want to keep that relationship going, I have to do the desires of, my counterpart in the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think, fool myself that if I have bitachon in Hashem, without really caring for what's important to him, that shows that I'm not taking the relationship seriously. I know there are people that have these type of relationships. It's not a relationship what they have. That's, they use people. Squeeze them out for what they can get, and that's what they do. That's called a vending machine. Hashem is not a vending machine. Hashem is the closest being to us, more than anybody else, more than even our own family. Even more than Avinu Shel Rosh Hashanah, we are kavayochel on the Shema is taken from as much as we can understand of Kosh Bog himself, and that's the way to do it. Klai, so that's a terrible, not a terrible, tremendous, or maybe terrible. Call what you want. Lost today. The elder Rosh Hashiva of Grisk, Rav David Saladechik, been davening for many weeks and months, was nifter, close to 100 years old. He accompanied the Briskerov, the famous Briskerov, in Europe, and going through all the trials and tribulations of escaping from Europe and coming to Israel. This was him and the family's whole life. The bitachon was so real that together with that, the diktuk ha-mitzvahs, they were so careful every mitzvah to make sure to do it perfectly. They looked for the avaminim for months beforehand, Yedua, before they left Europe in Warsaw, I think. And the only one that had a kosher set of avaminim was the Briskerov, because they were so moisei nefesh in every mitzvah. It was a beautiful story, they say, that people waiting around the block from 4 in the morning to have a schus to shake at one time. Chavidus of mitzvah Klal Yisrael had in the hardest times. Briskerov told somebody I know, was a young Rosh Hashiva at the time. He asked me, Briskerov, how come he's a little bit slower in how he stands up and sits down and his movements? And Briskerov said, he doesn't make a movement without making sure it's compatible with the Shulchan Aruch and the Ratzon Hashem. That's the type of people these were. That was a household that Rav David Saladechik grew up in. That's a household that he built We don't have many of these people left. And it's so important for us, take this as a chizuk for ourselves, to live that real life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you a little anecdote. I heard about the Levaya. It was about 9:15 in the morning. And it happened to be near a bus stop by Koyl. That on a daily trip, I'll have to go to Levaya. I know it's not going to be easy. And the video bus was about to come in another 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I jumped on the bus, all excited, Baruch Hashem. And then, as we get to the bus goes through the 3855 to 38. And there is two policemen stopping all the traffic. And they specifically stopped the buses. Kind of heard they got some man to stop the buses. And they get on the bus, and I'm thinking, I said, oh, what's going to be? I'm saying some tefillin. There's another guy with me saying, there's nobody other than our Kodesh Boko. This Gerovitz Yidua, that when he went through border patrols and things, he used to tell his family, just think, Eidon Mavada, there's no class in the world other than Hakadosh Baruch Hu for going with Shem Shemayim for the right purposes, me and Hashem, they don't give us special Shemira. And he made it through all the things. Anyway, the police get on and they're asking everybody, what are you doing on the bus? So most of them were kind of regulars on the bus, each one had his piece of paper for who knows what, which for some reason they accepted. And the four of us that went to Levaya, specifically, we didn't have any papers, just said we're going to Levaya. They posted. The guy said, it make a difference. For Levaya, have to go off the bus. So I think to myself, this person, we're all taking in on Levaya, and we get stuck and we get taken off the bus. He says, give us a knas, and I'm not even sure if he gave a knas, and then we're stuck. So, I think to myself, what was the difference? That this grew up and was saying that Eidon Mavada is nobody other than Akash Pohu. He was as calm as can get. And that's what his family was made. They testified about him. The most complicated situation that looked like it was impossible, he was perfectly calm. They said he was less calm on the things that happened to make decisions. But when there's nothing to do, he was perfectly calm because he said, I'm 100% Hashem's hands. I know he's going to do what's good for me. Not to be nervous about anything. So that was a real bitachon. He wasn't just saying, you know, the father, and the guy's shaking away. When you feel, and you really live with the coach spoke the way you should, you don't get knocked off the bus. I like to tell that because I really want to go to Levaya and come to tell you for Shalom Godel. And my Hashem set up a whole thing that we were stranded over there. Hashem set up one of the people that was stranded, his wife, had a car, even she came to pick us up, to take us back. On the way back, somebody called me up, and he knows somebody that's going, and they're passing by exactly where I was. He'll take me. Then I had to go through another two roadblocks. Baruch Hashem. See, after Shemayim, we were able to get to it. Thank you for Hashem, you know, you want to do it for a good reason. We were able to get there. And Baruch Hashem went peacefully. I was able, then I had to get back, and I don't know how I can get back. Bidyuk, standing next to me, so. A rough and big shemesh that said he has somebody taking him back. So, Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, Hashachmanos on us. But these are the mice, and each one of us goes through these mice, and every day, just have to pay attention to that. It's type of mice, and if we really want something good, it comes. Maybe not today, not tomorrow, maybe not. Hashem says, every day that Hashem is close to the Yachlim Lechazdei. People looking for this Chosodim. Yeah, the Temple Van, like we're saying today, it has to be real. Halavai, you, I'm sure, that everything is real, but Halavai, I should get myself to a higher level, being more real. But one of the ways of making real is what we're talking about today is this Nakuda. So doing what we can to be kind of up to Hashem. The mitzvahs to do the mitzvahs as best as we can. We have to do the mitzvahs as best as we can. It's a shame. We'll see the beautiful of the life in this world that to be ready for to get to that tranquility of the tzaddikim of Israel. We all can be those type of tzaddikim. It's a shame. We have to see how to show everything we do. Close to.